This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I was reading an article, investmentwatchblog.com. It's quite apropos to what we've been talking about here at USA Prepares for years. There's a sheriff in Kentucky, Martin County, Kentucky, Sheriff John Kirk, delivered a message to the inhabitants of Martin County, Kentucky. This is in the Appalachian Mountains. And he said, quote, "Law enforcement, as we have known for the last 4 years, will not exist. We are broke. Lock your doors, load your guns, wow, and get a barking, biting dog. If the sheriff's office can't protect you, who will?" End quote. Let me read this one more time. I want to make sure the entire class gets this. This is important. We have arrived. The Civil War has begun. Here we go. Law enforcement, as we have known for the last 4 years, will not exist. We are broke. Lock your doors, load your guns, and get a barking, biting dog. If the sheriff's office can't protect you, who will? End quote. So that's what the sheriff is saying here in the United States of America. Class, I suggest you consider, if you're up to it, that you consider doing exactly what the sheriff, John Kirk, has said. Get a dog, a barking, biting dog. Would I say that if we didn't have barking, biting dogs? No, I would never say that if we didn't have them. We do. Would I say load your guns if we weren't locked and cocked? No. We are. We know that the villages in the United States are broke. Do we lock our doors? Absolutely. We have dogs outside and inside. They work as a team. They're the alarm. There's some of the alarms. There are other alarms as well. We're ready. We don't want to live like this, but these are the times we now live in. What the sheriff's office is saying is what Sheriff David Clark, who I interviewed, met at a live remote broadcast we did years ago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He said, get a gun. The sheriff's office can't protect you. Sheriff John Kirk just said the same thing. They can't protect us. They're broke. Now, why are they broke? Well, obviously, it's mismanagement. Because the government corporations have been stealing from us for a long time at the threat of the muzzle of a gun. They want more and more money, tax money in every way imaginable, and they've squandered it. They've mismanaged it. Managed it. Now they're broke, and they can't do what we hired them to do. Well, maybe that's not all that bad, because they've been out of control. So it's up to you to protect yourself, your family. And I mentioned at the end of yesterday's broadcast, I'm looking forward to having George in New Hampshire come back, and we're going to teach you about how to get the right gun for you. We're going to do that again if George is able to clear his schedule. He's the guy to do it. So we're going to talk about guns, and we're going to talk about what you should consider. Because, class, if you don't have one and you think you can handle one, you ought to do it really soon. Like in about 49 minutes at the end of this broadcast. I'm very serious.
Yep.
Gwyneth, you have any comments?
I would tend to agree, you know. Mm-hmm. As I'm watching what's going on out and about here in Victoria, and also in America as well, and I really appreciate the honesty of that sheriff. You know, I wish that the local blue team were as honest as that. But it's self-evident that the local blue team around here have descended into being nothing more than a highwayman's cartel. And I've spoken about that before. And I'll tell you how it's going to go, because we as a society have been here before. We haven't been here for 300 or 400 years. But if you wind the clock back and you go back in time 300 and 400 years ago, okay, to the time of the English Civil War. So this is back before there was an America, okay? What you see is you see a landscape that is really quite a hostile place. Back in the day, the highwaymen ran the show, okay? If you had a farmstead, you could not travel safely. Unless you had really, really good friends on the inside of the highwayman cartel. And then you could travel easily and anywhere, because the highwayman cartel was vast. Okay? And, you know, but unless you had the friends in the highwayman cartel, you had no chance of being able to travel even just a few miles, even just 5 or 10 miles down the road without getting robbed, because the roads were infested. And your only other option for being able to travel safely along those roads was to have a really, really, really fast horse. And it could be argued that that's actually where the thoroughbred racehorse came from. Was because it came from a need for there to be a really, really fast horse developed to, you know, basically get people from A to B quickly and safely and without being chased down by anybody. But today it's actually worse, because you've got a highwayman cartel operating out there, okay? And if you needed to travel 5 miles down the road back in the day, you might decide, yeah, I've got a fast horse, I think I can run this gauntlet. You know, I think I can go and visit my neighbour for the afternoon, I'll saddle up my fast horse. If you wanted to go out in a cart, then you'd better have a lot of money with you, because if you didn't have a lot of money with you, you might as well just die, because you're probably going to be killed back in the day. But these days, back in the day, if you could outrun the highwayman, then you'd probably get away from him. But these days, if you try and outrun the highwayman, they're going to chase you down, and they're going to get the number plates off your vehicle. They're going to follow you home, and they're going to surround you with guns blazing, tasers, batons, and want to know why you are running away from them. And you might not survive that process. Does that make sense, Vincent?
What you're saying is absolutely correct. I happen to be in the village of Amelia, Virginia. And I was meeting with the superintendent of schools at the school board office. And right after the meeting, I was going to the elementary school. That's about a mile away at the most. And I was there every week for years. I was well known in the village of Amelia. And I drove a vehicle that was a little different from everybody else's, so it kind of stood out. At the time, it had to be happened to be a Volvo station wagon, turbocharged 740, Volvo 740. So it was an Italian-designed Volvo. It's really neat-looking. Probably the best-looking station wagon ever made, in my opinion. Well, up ahead, there were red and blue lights. I thought, wow, I don't really want to go through this and wait for this clearing. I'm on the clock. These guys are paying me to do this. I need to not be detained and waiting for whatever this roadblock is. I didn't know if it was an accident. I didn't know what kind of an emergency it was. So as I approached maybe an eighth of a mile away, I did a K-turn, and I was the only car approaching. Did a K-turn, went the other way. The next thing that happened is I'm being chased by the police.
I bet they followed you.
Yeah. What are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to avoid whatever accident is up there. Whatever you guys are doing, you don't need my help, that's for sure. So I'm leaving and going to the school right on the other side of whatever you guys are doing. That's what I'm doing. And I had to prove who I was. Because he thought I was trying to get away from their gauntlet. That's one of the reasons why I moved from Virginia. Yeah, so what I'm saying is, I have experiences in so many of the things that we talk about here at USA Prepares. And that's what we do. We tell you stories about what's happened in our lives that coincide and add exclamation points to some of the things that you've read. And that's exactly what happened to me. And it's no fun when these cops come out with guns because they don't like the fact that you don't want to wait for them to do whatever they're doing. And you don't have an obligation to wait for a gauntlet. You don't have an obligation to be processed. But they think you do. Those guys, they think that they can command your respect. That's not how you... Respect is earned. I don't have 100% respect for everybody I meet. Respect is earned. It's not granted. It's earned. But the police demand it. They're not getting it from me because of their behavior. When we come back, Mark in Illinois has been waiting patiently on the line, pacing back and forth. I can see him from here. Mark will be joining us right after the two commercial announcements that we're going to hear. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, we have Mark in Illinois on the line, patiently waiting. Mark, welcome.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Hey, Gwyneth, I got a story that probably fits into what you're talking about because of what you even asked last week about the SCOTA. And first of all, I was going to say, you know, you're talking about time travel. I've done that. I'm in the here and now. And the other thing is that they're talking about the syndicate, and I think it's like a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And you know, you're talking about these people, how they're in these, you know, wars and fighting for whatever they're fighting for, and you know, killing one another. That's the way I see Satan's kingdom. I don't think it's going to stand because it is divided against itself. But I had this. If you look in Jeremiah, I think I could answer your question about SCOTA. And if you look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to overthrow and destroy and to build and to plant." And that was Jeremiah's mission, was to prophesy against the house of Judah. But at the same time, Zedekiah's sons were destroyed, and he had two daughters. And Jeremiah the prophet was taken; he was kidnapped, and he was taken down to Egypt. Gedaliah was a man that was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon to be over Judea, and they murdered him, this man Ishmael.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't he assassinated? He was assassinated, wasn't he?
Yeah, Gedaliah. He was assassinated by this man called Ishmael, and Jeremiah was taken down, he was taken captive, kidnapped, and taken down into Egypt, and then he escaped. And he had the two daughters. One of the daughters he had with him was the daughter of Zedekiah. Her name was Scota, and also known as in the Irish folklore as what's the word? I'm trying to think of her name. She was taken by Jeremiah. Jeremiah had a special cargo waiting because he was appointed over the priests. And so I was down in the Dead Sea in 2009. I was researching, and I was down there, and all the temple treasure was buried in the Dead Sea area, the Ark of the Covenant, call it, and the Cave of Color, and all the temple treasure and the Tabernacle of Moses. Well, all that was loaded upon a ship in the Gulf of Aqaba, the Red Sea. And it was when he escaped out of Egypt with the two daughters of Zedekiah, they had all this cargo. They had these ships waiting, and he got on the ship and he came to Ireland, and he dropped off one of the daughters along the way. Tethi was the one he brought to that was the Irish folklore that he brought to Ireland to marry the Scottish into these twin Scottish kings. And so that was the story of, after he left Ireland to drop off, because there were the two branches of Judah, the house of Judah, which is Perez and Zerah. Well, the two Irish kings were the branch of Zerah. And after Jeremiah dropped off this woman that he was in charge of, who was daughter of Zedekiah, king of Judah, the house of Judah, the line of Perez, he came to America, and he dropped off a very interesting cargo here, too, called the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle of Moses and the Temple Treasure, which is buried here in the United States. I just want to know.
Okay.
It's like treasure, you know. You're talking about pirates, too. I mean, they weren't pirates. They were priests. A different Pete.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if you knew that about the Scota, as far as the Tethi, the Irish folklore concerning Tethi, and that's how she came out of Egypt because of Jeremiah. That's how she came out of Egypt because Jeremiah was kidnapped and taken down into Egypt.
I haven't much studied that story, actually. I've heard of the story of Scota, but I haven't studied it in depth at this time. Now, I believe that the Templar treasures, I don't know what the Templar treasures exactly consist of, but I know that they are probably...
Gwyneth, hold that thought. We're going to the bottom of the hour break. Mark, thank you so much.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. Brian Hastings is the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. He says down in Alabama, they're used to strong storms.
And here in Alabama, we say that our tornado season is actually 1 January through 31 December. So it's always tornado season here in Alabama. It's just a place that we're used to it. It's tough. And we're also number one for long track violent tornadoes in the nation.
Hastings was speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump plans to tour the area on Friday. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill in an open session. Nielsen is expected to take some heat from the Democrats regarding the president declaring a national emergency and the discontinued family separation policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, I got an email from Rich Sheban, and he was so impressed with your writing and your writing ability that he thought that you should hire out as a ghostwriter. I totally agree. I've been saying that your writing is outstanding for as long as I've seen it, and Rich Sheban got a chance to see it, and I believe he's saying exactly the same thing. Have you considered being a ghostwriter?
I have. If there's anyone who wants to hire me as a ghostwriter, I'd be happy to do that. you know. And the thing is that I can write over a wide spectrum of different genres. So I can write reportage, I can write copy, I can write fiction, I can write romance, and I can write saucy romance as well, which not everybody can. But at the moment, like I say, that work would be welcome. If there's anybody out there in the class who has that sort of work, then feel free to contact me. That's Guineith, Gwyneth, at gmail.com.
Gwyneth, I'll
get back to you about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you'd like a free copy of her latest newsletter, just to see what we're talking about, the style, the clarity, send an email to Gwyneth@gmail.com and mention that you'd like a free copy, see what it's like, and she'll be glad to send you one. Gwyneth, I've been thinking about the government tracking our every move. And it's not just in the United States. It's on many continents, probably all of them. Well, I've been thinking about transactions. So, for example, let me just give you an example. A simple example. Let's say a farmer had some extra hay to sell, and he decided that he was going to sell that hay. So he puts an ad in some publication or on the internet or Craigslist or wherever it may be, and he gets contacted, and the transaction is arranged. The farmer meets with the buyer. The buyer brings a trailer, and the farmer loads the hay on the trailer, and the buyer secures the load and pays the farmer. Let's say it's in cash, since they don't know each other. So now we have a cash transaction. And the buyer says, I'd appreciate a receipt, thank you very much. So the farmer writes him a receipt that he bought X amount of hay for X price. Now, the buyer of the hay is going to use that purchase as a tax deduction to offset income. Naturally, makes sense. It's the way the tax rules are written here in the United States. So that means that the farmer who sells the hay probably ought to report that income, because the guy who bought the hay is going to report the expense. Makes sense, right? So the government has a gun to everybody's head saying, we want you to pay as much as possible in taxes, and you're going to have to prove that your deductions are valid, bona fide, like with a receipt. All right. So now both parties report to the government that the one bought the hay, the other sold the hay. So let's fast forward to the very near future. Cash goes away. Now we have electronic transactions only. There is no cash. No checks, no cash. We have just electronic transactions. So now both farmers complete the transaction, but now there is no need to report anything, because the government already knows. They already know about the transaction. They know who, they know what, they know how much, they know when. That means to me that the government corporation can charge any tax they want on anything they want until we revolt. And they probably will. They probably will charge us more and more and more, because there's nothing to hold them back. So just do it. What are your thoughts on that,
Gwyneth? And it's going back to the days of Robin Hood. If anyone has ever read the story of Robin Hood, okay, he was the son of a nobleman. His father died, he inherited the estate, and the crown comes along and takes a death tax, and basically, which equals the whole sum of his father's estate, which means that he's now homeless. So he does what every good little homeless Earl does, and he turns highwayman to fund himself, and he gets a gang of, suitably disenfranchised people around him who have nothing better to do other than hang around in the forest and, rob His Majesty's men as they go through the forest, which makes the forest impassable, which is getting back to what we were saying in the first place. This is how it always happens, okay? The His Majesty's men these days are the blue team, okay? And I predict, I'm not planning anything, I'm not saying this, I'm just saying this is how history works, okay? This is how history works. His Majesty's men these days are the local blue team, wherever you are, and sooner or later, the local people are going to decide that they have had enough of these blue team guys completely impoverishing them, and they're going to start taking action against them, because that's historically what always happens. You can push people so far and no further. That is just what happens. And if you don't, then what you get is you can get a complete shutdown of the whole society to where nobody's moving anywhere. Because, they're not going to go to work, because why should they go to work when, three quarters of what they're earning is taken in taxes? Why should they even bother? That the programming will keep them going, will keep them getting into the car, going on the highway to a certain degree, but they're eventually going to have a stuff-it moment. And do you know what a stuff-it moment is, Vincent?
Please share that with
us. It's when you say, stuff it, I'm not doing this anymore. Like that guy from that movie, and he says, I've had enough, I'm not going to take it anymore. Or the company shuts down, but the government hammers commerce so much that the company goes broke and they've got no choice. They've got no job anymore. So they've got to do something to, keep themselves at home, and so they're going to, either start growing vegetables and keeping chickens, which I hope people do that, okay? I really want people to grow vegetables and keep chickens. Or they're going to find some other way to generate income. And that some other way to generate income, depending on the individual, might involve, some sort of crime. And some sort of robbery and violence. And this is just how it goes. This is, historically it's happened over and over and over and over again, and it always begins with excessive government taxation. They tax the daylights out of the people until they can't stand it anymore. They operate in such dishonorable fashion that people actually forget what honour is, and then the people, they begin to rob, they begin to destroy stuff, they begin to not look after things and just have disrespect, until somebody comes along and stands up and says, you fellas, we're going to have some respect here, and if you don't have respect, then I'm going to show you some respect. I'm going to show you what respect is by enforcing some respect around here, and you're not going to keep doing this anymore. This is historically what happens. And then that guy generally gets some opposition from the previous cartel management, which is often the government. And it may take two or three or four of these people to stand up and say, "Oi, we've had enough. We're not doing it." Before you get one who finally manages to successfully stand up to the previous ratbags that have been in charge. You know, and when you get this one fellow who stands up, then everybody gathers around him, and then they determine that this is a no-go area for the local blue team. They set up the no-go area, and they begin to self-govern, and from that point on, that community begins to prosper. And they begin to organize. They remember what honor is. It's a cycle. It's repeated over and over and over again in history. And unfortunately, I don't think we're anywhere near the tail end of that yet. I think that we've only just, you know, patted this dog on the head. We're nowhere near the tail end of it yet, you know. We're still at the pointy end that has teeth. And does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people are going to get bitten, and they're going to get bitten hard. And there are people out there, and they have the intuition, they have the cultural memory to know how to be that leader within their own community. But they have to have the willingness to be able to stand up and take the risk, because there is a risk. There's a huge risk, because the blue team's not going to like it when the people that are out there that have this touch, when they stand up, the blue team's not going to like it.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that when we come back from this break with Gwyneth Isaacs.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did
you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, the person that you were talking about in the movie Network, it was a 1976 movie, and the character that you've quoted had a name, Howard Beale, in the movie. And his quote is, quote, you've got to say, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do. End quote. That was the quote. And that's where we are. That's where people who are paying attention are right now. We're furious. We don't like it. We see the cracks. We see the Civil War has already started. And now, as you were talking about, the blue team. The blue team now feels threatened. Why do they feel threatened? Well, because they've threatened the villagers. They've arrested villagers. The breadwinners of families have been put in jail. The families have fallen apart. They've lost their homes. They've lost their farms. They've lost their businesses. They've lost so much. And then the blue team wants to know why people are threatening the cops. Well, what's happening, and we predicted this years ago. We said this is the natural fallout of what the blue team has been doing. Well, what's happening is the families of the blue team are now in harm's way because the people of the villagers are so angry, and this is across the country. The villagers, the families of them are so angry that they are threatening the families of the cops. Okay, so what they're saying is, you go to work, we're going to your house when you're at work. The same kind of thing that the cops pulled on the villagers, bashing down their doors in the wee hours of the morning.
This is what they've been doing to us for years, you know. And there's a documentary out there. It's called Real Caribbean Pirates. It's on YouTube. It was originally on the History Channel. And, I've got that uploaded to my computer, basically, because it's such a good documentary about the Caribbean pirates. And at one stage at the end of it, there's two quotes that are in this film. Okay, the script lines that are attributed to Bartholomew Roberts in the film. One of them is, "We're coming for you, Martinique." And that has to do with the fact that, Bartholomew Roberts hung the governor of Martinique from the yardarm of his own ship, and he hung him by the neck until he was dead. And the other one is, "They've been hanging us for long enough, let's go and hang them for a change." That's a quote from the film. Okay, that's not an incitement to violence. That's a quote from a History Channel documentary on Bartholomew Roberts, but it reflects how they felt at the time. The Roberts ship did what they did, not so much to go out and make themselves rich, but to quote Hal Davis, who was the captain before Roberts, he says, "To avenge ship captains who have for many years been providing us with not enough wages, not enough food, too much work, and that basically we've had enough. And when ship captains treated their crews like that, then the crews would be inclined to just revolt, take over the ship, and begin running it for their own profitable basis." Okay, and that's basically how it is, or not. There are occasions where captains treated their crews badly, in particular Captain Bly and Fletcher Christian. Fletcher Christian did mutiny on the Bounty, but what happened was that he, took the ship. He sent Bly adrift with 17 of his dearest and nearest. And then, Fletcher Christian just wanted to sail away to a tropical island and have a peaceful life. And indeed, that's what he did, except he didn't get the peaceful life because his crew got into fights until there was only one of them left, unfortunately. But they did set up a community with the children, and those people are still there today. But we've had enough. We really, really
and
have.
And we're out of time.
And I'm sure I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone. And Gwyneth, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers light cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.